Welcome to the new P&L to the Point, and our final episode of the podcast series for 2023. I'm Paul, host of the new P&L, and I'm very grateful you've taken the time once again to join us. I want to use this episode as a bit of an informal review of the podcast series for this year and the broader environment within which this business and all of our businesses, all of our listeners out there, have operated in this year, as well as offering you, our loyal listeners, a massive thank you for all your support for the new P&L podcast. We published 33 episodes this year in 2023. It's a few less than we've published in previous years, and regular listeners will know that over the last couple of months, from around September, there's been an extended period between many of the episodes, 2 or 3 weeks between some in the last couple of months. And there's been a range of reasons for this. Initially, a focus on building the new P&L Global Leadership Network, which, as some of you listeners will know, has been postponed, pushed back into 2024, at a date still yet to be confirmed. And we've had a couple of personal challenges along the way as well that got in the way of producing those podcasts to the frequency that we're used to. On October the 17th, we celebrated, somewhat quietly it has to be said, but we celebrated our 4th year anniversary of the podcast, which launched on the 17th of October, 2019, with our first guest, leadership expert Timothy Carroll. And I can't quite believe I've been delivering this podcast to all of you for 4 years and 243 episodes. So much has happened over this time, to all of us, to the podcast, and to the world. And when I was considering the topic for this last podcast episode of the year, I was looking back over the experiences we've had. And at the same time, I've been rereading one of my favorite Charles Bukowski books. He's one of my favorite authors. And one of his passages jumped out at me as it quite aptly summarizes my thinking on the new P&L right at the moment. So to paraphrase his quote first, he said, "If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start." It could mean derision. It could mean mockery. Isolation. Isolation is a gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it, and you'll do it despite rejection and the worst odds. And it will get better than anything else you can imagine. So if you're going to try, go all the way. There is no feeling like that. You will be alone with the gods, and the nights flame with fire. You will ride life straight into perfect laughter. It is the only good fight there is. And I love that quote. I love that phrase. And if you believe, as I do, in the power of serendipity, then I'm going to tell you that this came into my world again at exactly the right time. Because I've been thinking a lot about the new P&L recently in the context of the challenging commercial environment that we and many, many other businesses have experienced in 2023. Building a business is tough, especially a young business, and one that carries not just your hopes, but your heart. And I've had numerous conversations with many entrepreneurs and business leaders this year on exactly this point. And I've hesitated many times about what to do next, woken up and wavered frequently and questioned the purpose of the business, my own abilities as a leader and a business person, and questioning the purpose that embodies what we're trying to achieve with the new P&L. There have, of course, been massive highs through the course of the year. But there have been significant challenges and lows too. And some of them, as you all know, listeners, are very tough to wade through. And that's why the quote I read, especially the start, "If you're going to try, go all the way, otherwise don't even start," was so salient, timely, and apt. Because if we have a purpose, and we have that entrepreneurial spirit, then we just have to go all the way. There is no choice for us. Because our passion, our purpose is so intimately intertwined with who we are, with what we are trying to achieve and what we're trying to leave, the legacy we want to leave behind. So for sure, we can waver, we can challenge our thinking, reorientate, redirect, but what we can't do is give up. Because we've committed to this. We have all committed to what we believe in. And we have started, so we have to go all of the way, through the mud, through the derision, the mockery, the failures, the lack of faith, the isolation. Because on the other side is peace in our minds and power in our hearts. And I'm going to take the next week or two to replenish and rethink and get ready to run at this again in 2024 with the vigor I had when I launched it. And I invite you to join me, because as Charles Bukowski says in that piece, it is the only good fight there is. So in line with this, before we go, I have a small favor to ask. In fact, I have a favor to ask all listeners, but especially regular listeners. We are nearly, as I've said, at the 250 episode mark, within touching distance with just 7 episodes to go. It's a massive milestone, something we could have barely contemplated reaching anywhere near when we started this 4 years ago. And it's also a time to think about the next steps for the podcast more generally as a result. How we continue, what that looks like, how we change the format, the content, the approach, the conversation. And this is where I need to ask you, our listeners, a favor. We need your feedback, positive or negative, thorough or brief. I'd like to know what works for you and what doesn't, just as importantly. What you'd like us to discuss, to consider, to talk about, or anything else, we would just love your feedback. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can answer the question in the notes. And if you're listening to this on any other platform, you can email me using paul@principlesandleadership.com. Pausing the podcast has been considered. I don't want to do that. I want to keep going at it full steam with the vigor, the passion, and the belief in the purpose that I always had. But I genuinely would love to receive your feedback to ensure that moving forward, this podcast serves your needs, delivers value, and provides real insights and intelligence around principled leadership and purpose-led business. I promise to take your feedback on board. So finally, for those listeners who celebrate Christmas, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and for all of our listeners, I wish you a successful end to 2023, and I hope you come to 2024 full of passion, enthusiasm, and most importantly, happiness. Thank you once again for all your support for the new P&L in 2023. I'm truly privileged to serve you every week, or nearly every week, and serve you with every episode. Thank you, enjoy the rest of your year, and I will speak to you again in 2024.